The unrest of late August included the burning of several Kenosha businesses, both downtown near the county courthouse and 15 blocks west in what's known as Uptown. But many establishments which remain intact still have boards up. Community members have painted most of the boards with messages supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. That's the case at Jack Andrea, a gift shop at the edge of Uptown.
Oh, thank you, dear.
A customer thanks co-owner David Andrea for holding open the glass door to the store that's been in his Italian immigrant family for more than 100 years. A new painting on an outer wooden door refers to the fictional nation of Wakanda and its hero, Black Panther. On another side of the store, a painted window board says, "Change gonna come." Andrea says he likes the paintings, but admits some customers don't.
There's some people that don't understand, and we got some pushback on that from some customers. They won't shop here anymore. And, you know, I did expect that we might get a little of that, but that's okay.
Andrea says he still supports the police, but has not tried to mend fences with disgruntled shoppers.
Maybe over time we can all heal a bit.
Andrea says it's possible the Black Lives Matter paintings will win him new customers, but he says he'd really prefer the boards come down and let more sunlight into the shop. He's waiting to see if there's further unrest in Kenosha. At Sir Claude's Barbershop and Beauty Salon in Uptown, owner Claude Hamilton, who's Black, says the boards came off his windows last week. Hamilton says he's served a diverse clientele during his few years in business and hopes word of mouth keeps him afloat.
Right now, we just network with each other, like my clients that come in here. Just that people are on edge, they don't know what to do, you know. It's kind of shaky right now.
Across the street from Sir Claude's, a barber who's been in business for 5 years has not put boards on his windows and doors, saying that during the unrest, he was outside his shop several nights in a row.
Come on right now.
Michael Johnson talks into his cell phone, telling a customer to come in right away. Johnson, who's Black, says his shop called Fade City also has a diverse customer base and that business over the last few weeks has been stable. He says he hopes to keep attracting business by doing his best to keep politics out of his place.
You think about this, in certain businesses, certain conversations can't even be held no way. Whether it's right or wrong, I wouldn't know. I just know what works for me in here. You know, we've had political conversations where it got a little heated.
Johnson says he's also worried there are more demonstrations to come in Kenosha, either regarding the police shooting case or a possible Kenosha trial for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teenager accused of homicides in the killing of Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum during the Blake protests. That concern is also evident in downtown Kenosha.
Oh, I put it in the back, sorry.
The midday mood is friendly inside Frank's Diner, which has been operating for nearly a century. Co-owner Kevin Irvin says customers are coming in, but Irvin says his business's bottom line might not withstand more violence.
It's the uncertainty of the unrest and what that's going to bring. Is that going to keep tourists away? Because Kenosha depends a lot on tourist dollars. So yeah, no, we can't really stand much more.
Irvin says with COVID-19, he's been able to adjust Frank's place, adding services like takeout and outdoor tables. He says he'd rather be able to focus on the pandemic than the protests. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.